this time of Advent, our Advent wreath, the candles there, the third one, the purple one, this color is because of our joy, because we are rejoicing that the Lord is so close. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the other person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I said at the beginning, we celebrate the third Sunday of this time of Advent. And in our readings today, we repeat again and again words like joy, rejoicing. In this homily, I would like to try to explain why we should rejoice, why we should be joyful. But I would like to start with my personal joy this Sunday today, because exactly 1 year ago I moved from Gainesville here to High Springs, and I started my work here in this parish. And the joy is because I survived the first year. But it is small joy. The big joy is that you survived with me this first year. Thank you for all help, all the participation, involvement in different ministries. This is really great joy on this joyful third Sunday of Advent. St. Paul, in today's second reading, tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. He doesn't say rejoice when things go your way, or rejoice when you
are feeling good, but he simply says, rejoice always. Why we need to rejoice? Why we should be joyful? St. Paul himself gives the reason in this second sentence. He explains, your kindness should be known to all. Inner joy leads to kindness. The person who goes around angry and bitter has a hard time treating others with kindness. On the contrary, the angry person often treats others harshly. St. Paul presents joy, constant joy, as not just a good thing, but as our duty. Rejoice always, he says. And this gospel outlines the steps to joy. When people ask St. John the Baptist what they must do, he gives some surprising advice. You might expect that he would tell people to put a sackcloth and join him in the desert. But he doesn't. He gives very ordinary advice. Share with the person who has less. Don't cheat. Tell the truth. No false accusation. Find satisfaction in what you have. Someone can say that we don't need St. John the Baptist with these advices, because the same advices we can hear from Buddha, Socrates, or any other good teacher. Of course, John the Baptist is not inventing new moral precepts. He speaks about the universal law. Law written in our hearts. Law that we have in our hearts coming to this world. All of us know the moral law because we have in us something we call conscience. And quoting the Second Vatican Council, the Catechism gives us the definition of conscience. Deep within his conscience, man discovers a law which he has not laid upon himself, but which he must obey. Its voice, ever calling him to love and to do what is good and to avoid evil, sounds in his heart at the right moment. For man has in his heart a law inscribed by God. His conscience is man's most secret core and his sanctuary. There he is alone with God, whose voice echoes in his depths. In few words, if we need to define what conscience is, it is a sanctuary that we can be with God when we can hear his voice. The first step to joy is to obey one's conscience. It is not that I am talking here about some enemy understanding of conscience. Whatever I happen to feel is right. I'm thinking about conscience in a true sense. The law God has written in our hearts. We usually need to be reminded, as John does today. Even non-believers know the connection between conscience and happiness. The Roman philosopher Seneca said, "The foundation of true joy is in the conscience. A troubled conscience, with all its self-deception and deception of others, destroys peace. We are not happy in this case. Obedience to conscience, to the moral law, brings tranquility, the joy." So, peaceful conscience, following our conscience, it is the first and fundamental step to joy. A second step follows. It involves, as St. John shows us, finding one's place in the order of things. We see in today's Gospel people coming to John the Baptist and asking him, "Are you Messiah? Are you Christ?" How easy John the Baptist could respond, "Yes, I am the one for whom you are waiting for so many years. I am the one who came to save all of you." But, of course, he knew that after him is coming someone great, someone who is the source of all salvation. John humbled himself. "One mightier than I is coming." Joy not only involves conscience, but joy involves also something that we call humility. The third step is probably the most difficult. Many of us, we confess during our confessions that we have no patience. And it is patience that we need to have to be really joyful. St. John is the great teacher of patience. His entire ministry was one of patient waiting. He awaited the Messiah. He knew that he could not construct a paradise here on earth. Lasting happiness can only come from God. And we need to wait for him. Someone now can ask why we are talking about all this. And it is a very important reason. This Tuesday, here in our parish, we have the penance service, when we will have several priests to hear your confessions, to prepare yourself in the best way for this Christmas is not to put Christmas tree in your house, is not to buy a lot of gifts for your family members and friends. Of course, it is important, but the most important is to prepare a place for Christ in our hearts. And it is what we can do in the best way during this sacrament of penance, during this penance service. Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. Amen.